USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the auto club group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
Especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid-out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Gusty conditions throughout the West have put Southern California on high alert, prompting the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings. Low humidity and forceful Santa Ana winds between 40 and 65 miles per hour have forced power companies to warn residents about potential power shutoffs amid an increased wildfire risk. Denver's mayor is explaining himself and offering an apology after he traveled to Mississippi for Thanksgiving. Mayor Michael Hancock said he made the decision to head out of town because his wife and daughter are in Mississippi. The mayor's trip comes as officials in Colorado have warned about a steep increase in COVID-19 cases that threatens to stress the hospital system, and after warnings from the governor and others to keep Thanksgiving gatherings small and safe. A child wants Santa to bring him a mower?
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out. So his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.